clear tonight, low in the mid-teens. Sunny tomorrow, high in the mid-20s. Cloudy late tomorrow night, and then light snow developing on Thursday with a high in the mid to upper 20s. The Dow Jones was up 3.29 to 831.43 today. The volume around 27 and a third million shares. In sports, the Bruins are playing the Russians, the Soviet Wings, tonight, and Bobby Orr's number will be retired. The Boston Celtics are idle tonight, and the Sox chose Californian Kevin Kane in the first round of the amateur baseball draft. He's a right-hander, and he'll be Maynard Allen's guest on Sports Final at 11:07 tonight.
This is WEEI, CBS in Boston, News Radio 59.
Headline stories at this hour. Senator Kennedy voices some concern over the nation's energy policy. The Shah of Iran tries to quiet his critics with a gift. And a Brookline attorney is charged with ripping off elderly women. Coming up following the news, it'll be the Mystery Theater. This is Jim Pansulo. WEEI continues its coverage now with Christopher Glenn in New York. It's exactly 9 p.m.
CBS News. President Carter is due back in the nation's capital within the hour, ending his stay on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. During his last vacation day, former Navy man Carter took the helm of a 60-foot trimaran and spent nearly 6 hours trying to sail it on an almost windless sea. The first few days of his stay on the island had been taken up by an informal summit with the leaders of France, Britain, and West Germany. White House correspondent Robert Pierpoint covered the presidential journey.
Exactly how much was accomplished here in his meetings with France's Giscard, Britain's Callahan, and West Germany's Schmidt is hard to say, although Mr. Carter did obtain his colleagues' backing for quick Senate ratification of SALT II, if and when it is finally negotiated with the Soviet Union. That's just one of the problems that awaits the president on his return to Washington tonight. There is also the preparation of his State of the Union message, which this year, contrary to long-standing tradition, will be delivered after Congress gets a look at the administration's new budget. The struggles with Congress over SALT II and the battle over that stingy budget are expected to dominate President Carter's calendar in the coming months, doubtless bringing him waves of nostalgia for these short, happy days on a French island in the Caribbean. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News, Guadeloupe.
And we'll have more CBS News after this message.
Hello?
Marge, it's Fran. Oh. Did I wake you up?
Oh, no. I always talk like this in the middle of the night. Oh, anything wrong?
Nothing, really. It's just one of those nights when I can't fall asleep. I took an aspirin, but it did nothing for me.
Why should it? Aspirin's for headaches. What you need is a sleeping aid. On the way to work, pick up some Compose.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose actually helps you fall asleep when you want to fall asleep at bedtime.
Marge Walker.
Marge? Fran. Thought I'd call you during the day this time so as not to scare you to death.
Hi. How'd the Compose work?
Oh, great. I don't get sleepless nights often, but if I do again, Compose is what I'll take.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Compose is available at all drug counters.
Three Cuban exiles went on trial today, charged with the 1976 assassination in Washington of former Chilean ambassador Orlando Letelier. Correspondent Robert Shackney was in the courtroom.
The three Cuban defendants sat quietly in court on the first day of their trial as Judge Barrington Parker disposed of preliminary arguments and then started the slow process of jury selection. The judge excused 28 potential jurors who, for personal reasons, said they could not be sequestered away from their families for the 4 to 6 weeks that the trial is expected to last. Missing from court were five other indicted defendants, including the former commander of the Chilean secret police, General Manuel Contreras, who's still in Chile fighting extradition. He's charged with personally ordering the Cubans to assassinate former Chilean Foreign Minister Orlando Letelier in Washington. Security was extraordinarily tight around the courthouse. Dogs sniffing for explosives, uniformed police at entrances and in the corridors, and metal detectors checking all those entering the court building. Part of the reason for the security, there have been death threats against the judge and the prosecutor. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
Cambodia's former leader, Prince Sihanouk, arrived in New York this evening on what may turn out to be a hopeless mission. Sihanouk wants to address the United Nations Security Council to condemn the Vietnamese-led takeover of the Phnom Penh government, but the council members still haven't decided whether to hear him. The Soviet Union, among others, doesn't want to. U.S. Navy ships may remain in waters near Iran until the crisis there subsides, the Defense Department said today. A spokesman made the announcement while revealing that the number of Navy ships in the Indian Ocean rose from 5 to 9 on Sunday when 2 guided missile destroyers, 1 standard destroyer, and a fleet tanker joined ships already on patrol. More news after this.
Sir, I'm here at JFK Airport to ask about foreign vacations.
I can't talk about it. It was terrible.
Oh, gosh, you have a great tan, sir, and your wife there, she looks spectacular. You must have had a great time.
I must have.
It was your fault, Harry. You had to try to bring back the bird egg.
It was so embarrassing.
And what was the high point of your foreign vacation, ma'am?
Well, it wasn't when the agricultural inspector confiscated the carton of steaks Harry blew all that money on.
Well, that must have been very exciting.
He took away my teddy bear stuffed with straw.
Oh, sir, why would he do that?
I don't know.
I know, because certain foods, plants, and animal products are restricted or prohibited.
Oh?
Well, they could bring a disease or pest to the U.S. that could cause an epidemic.
Gosh.
Even just one could.
Myrtle, did you say pest?
Uh-huh.
He confiscated a pest?
Yes.
Then why didn't he confiscate you, Myrtle?
Even one can hurt, right for traveler's tips.
A free booklet that tells you the law. Write Traveler's Tips, USDA, Washington 20250.
I'll bet my teddy misses me.
The Agriculture Department is refusing to release preliminary results of tests made in meatpacking plants to determine whether consumers are getting greater amounts of cancer-linked chemicals in their bacon than the standards allow. The tests were made after research indicated sodium nitrite preservatives used in bacon can form nitrosamines, a suspected carcinogen, when bacon is fried. Industry, consumer, and news-gathering organizations had sought the test data under the Freedom of Information Act. But a letter from Agriculture Department officials informed them release of the preliminary results could be misleading and result in erroneous conclusions. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Kids have never had it so good, or have they? In our affluent, advanced society, many children have the best of all possible worlds, but many others grow up deprived of certain basic rights. In a 4-part series beginning February the 6th, the Christian Science Monitor examines children's rights. Their right to a home, education, and individual recognition. It looks at efforts now underway to end abuses of these rights and also makes recommendations for action. This subject may be the civil rights issue of the 80s, and it's coming soon in the Christian Science Monitor. Subscribe before January 30th to receive the full series. A 3-month subscription is less than $1 a week, just $12.50, and you can charge it. Call Collect at 617-262-2300. Readers nationwide turn to the Monitor each weekday for concise and constructive news. Call Collect to subscribe at 617-262-2300.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. The sound of our door is not unlike what greeted the ear of the famous archaeologist Howard Carter when he opened the door of Pharaoh Tutankhamun's tomb. It was like opening a Pandora's box, following in his footsteps into Egypt's Valley of the Kings and unleashing truth chained to the past. This is one of those stories, a fascinating, human, and often tragic account of an extraordinary people who are suddenly discovered and born again, the ancient Egyptians.
It is all a lie. There are no gods, no ancestors to guide the Pharaoh. You are not holy. All you are statues of stone. It is false, all false. If indeed you can hear my voice, I, Akhenaten, supreme ruler of the kingdoms of Egypt, Lord of the Delta and the Nile Valleys, I command you, gods of the past, to answer me. Answer me!
Our drama,
To Kill a Pharaoh was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Tammy Grimes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Would you hire a person with epilepsy? Before you answer, consider this. Companies that do employ people with epilepsy say these employees often have better job performance, attendance, and safety records than non-handicap workers. Employers also find that when employees are given the facts about epilepsy, they're most understanding. And even if a person has a seizure on the job, co-workers aren't alarmed. They're helpful. Accident insurance rates don't increase when you employ people with epilepsy. These rates aren't based on who's employed, but on the actual accident experience of the company and of similar companies in the area. Most types of epilepsy are controlled by medication. That's why people who've chosen not to reveal their condition can keep it hidden. Why hide? Well, that gets me back to the question. Would you hire a person with epilepsy? Epilepsy. It's not what you think. Get the facts. Contact your local epilepsy chapter or write Epilepsy Foundation of America, Washington, D.C., 20036.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau. Are you in the market for a used car? If you are, it would be wise to shop around until you get a feel for the market. It's important for you to find out if the car is covered by a warranty. A used car warranty is limited. For example, it may cover the first 1,000 miles or 30 days. Remember, however, the warranty is as good as the dealer who backs it. And you check his reliability with your local Better Business Bureau. Also, remember that careful inspection is the key to enjoying a used car. Be sure and look for rust. Check the tires, the shock absorbers, and the operating controls. And incidentally, it's also a good idea to take a test drive. You see, by giving the car the once-over before you buy it, you're protecting yourself against a faulty purchase and a lot of headaches after you've bought it. This has been a tip from your Better Business Bureau. Today in a Berlin museum, a life-sized plaster portrait of an extraordinarily beautiful girl. Even by the standards of today, the face of this young woman who lived 1,400 years before Christ is a miracle of balance. Her name was Nefertiti, which translated from ancient Egyptian means, "Behold, the beautiful woman." But her beauty was more than skin deep. Nefertiti had spirit, decisiveness, and was in every sense a modern woman. But let her continue with her own story.
I hate it when people say, Nefertiti, oh, that means, behold the beautiful woman. As if that's all I am. Today I'm married, and this is supposed to be my wedding night. But it's not to be spent like everyone else's. Because my husband is the king of all Egypt. And his first duty is to go underground into some big limestone caves to pray to his ancestors. Ancestors, I ask you. Half a mile of 30-foot high stone statues.
Nefertiti, every newly crowned pharaoh for dozens of dynasties has gone alone into the Holy of Holies to pray and to learn how to rule.
One can learn that in a cave?
I hope so.
How long must you stay down there?
My father, when he became pharaoh, remained in the sepulcher 15 hours. I must go now. When the bell sounds, I must be ready.
Is it dangerous?
I have no idea what I shall see or what I shall do.
Take care, my love.
I feel as if I'm about to enter another world.
That is the signal, isn't it, brother?
It is. Our new pharaoh is descending the stone steps with the high priest this very moment.
Is it true, Brother I, that down there he will be inspired enough to become a ruler?
That is what generations of pharaohs have found. Akhenaten is a weakling. I've watched him since he was a boy, always frightened of animals.
I didn't know that.
I told no one, not even you, my brother. Birds, snakes would throw Akhenaten into a fit. It was a secret his mother and I were sworn to keep. that the young man who would inherit the throne of Egypt was afraid of his own shadow.
Oh, but surely he must have outgrown such foolishness.
Weakness in the blood is never outgrown. This defect is dangerous to our lives.
But how so?
Suppose Egypt were attacked. This king would run from battle. The sooner we're rid of him, the better.
Oh, our religion forbids murder.
Who said the word murder? A king, like any of us, could die accidentally. Who would know?
The gods would know.
They would also know that Akhenaten's death was only for the good of Egypt. We would be forgiven.
How much further down must we go, High Priest?
We are almost at the bronze door, O Pharaoh.
And then?
And then I shall open it and give you this torch to carry into the tomb of the beyond to light your way.
I am to go into the tomb alone?
It is so written.
What shall I find there?
The tomb of the beyond contains great statues of all your ancestors. They have joined Osiris, Isis, and Hathor in the pantheon of the gods. This is the place. This is the bronze door. May I hand you the torch, O Pharaoh, and by the sacred powers vested in me, I shall open the door. May Osiris and Horus speed you on your way.
Oh, those steps below are very steep.
Once you have passed this threshold, I shall close the door behind you.
Close it? But when my prayers are done, will you open it for me?
When you have spoken to the gods and they have answered, you have but to knock, so. And I shall know your vigil is over. I shall be here.
Be sure that you remain right here.
I shall not fail you, O Pharaoh.
My turn, Queen Nefertiti. You're very good at this game.
It's hard for me to just sit here with you, Mariani, and play this game of Senate when my husband is down there in the tomb of the beyond.
6-8. I have a second turn.
Did you hear what I said?
I did, Queen Nefertiti. But all Egyptian queens have had to await their pharaoh's return from the Holy of Holies.
What is the time?
In 1 hour, it will be dawn.
Dawn of my wedding night. Why does Akhenaten come back? Mariani, what does this mysterious Holy of Holies look like?
Well, only a pharaoh ever sees it. But they say it's a vast, long, wide tunnel cut out of limestone 1,000 years ago by Thutmose I.
He who dug the first burial place in the Valley of the Kings?
The same. Would you like me to bring you some food to break your fast?
Breakfast? After that enormous wedding feast last night? I'd be sick.
You'd be sick? I guess you would be.
Mariani, what's the matter? What is it?
You would not understand. I should not invade your day. Not today of all days, with my thoughts.
Now, you stop that. I want you to go home, Mariani. You've been up all night, and that's enough. And on your way, I gave orders that a large basket of food is ready in the kitchen for you to take with you.
I shouldn't behave like this, I know. But all yesterday evening, at the coronation and wedding banquet, seeing all that food, so much wasted, thrown away. And everyone I know, where we live in the hills, behind the palace, they're starving. The poor are dying of hunger.
I had no idea.
Those who live in palaces wear blinders.
Mariani, I promise you that will all change. Who knows what a queen can do if she puts her mind to it? Now, there, you see? Something good has come from your tears. You have quite made me forget my anxiety over Akhenaten.
Where are you, gods? Where are you, Father?
Grandfather! Great-grandfather! I have been on my knees for many hours praying. Praying to you. Answer me.
Answer me.
Answer me! Horus! Horus! Nekhabit! Anubis! I call you from the depths of my aloneness. I kneel at the feet of your great statues. Speak! If you have tongues, make me hear. I am a pharaoh now, but I feel no differently from the time I was a child of a pharaoh. Enlighten me. Teach me.
Teach me.
Please. Please make me understand what I must do to rule Egypt.
Mother Ty, I'm so glad you came. Where is Akhenaten? Have you seen him?
He'd be more likely to return to his bride than his mother.
But it's hours past dawn. I'm afraid. I know my husband. He cannot stand to be in an enclosed space. And in a tomb with reminders of death. What good is this vigil?
Nefertiti, where do you think a young pharaoh learns the conduct of state? Only our ancestors and the gods know. That is why Akhenaten must pray alone. And pray to them.
Silence. Nothing but silence. Gods, all of you, listen to your son, Akhenaten. There is no fierceness in me. I cannot order the lash. I cannot be cruel. I love Egypt, but I am not of the metal to whip her, to chain her. Guide me. Tell me, am I strong enough to lead Egypt? Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Sound, Queen Ty. Something awful has happened down there.
We must be patient, child.
No, I'm not going to sit here. Not a moment longer.
Where are you going?
I don't know, but I have this feeling he's in some danger. Which is the way, Mother Ty? Tell me where it is.
I don't know the way there.
Then I shall find out.
No, Nefertiti, you mustn't. If the queen joins the king while he is praying, it would be sacrilege.
All very well for you to say. I shall take the palace guards. Someone will know the way.
Queen Nefertiti.
High priest, I want you to open this bronze door.
Oh, I cannot, my queen.
You cannot? You mean you will not?
It is forbidden.
And I, your queen, forbid you to disobey me.
The gods will strike me dead.
You have a choice. Death by the gods or by my soldiers.
I beg you to understand, no one may enter the Holy of Holies.
Stand aside, I command you.
It is the sin of sins.
You will not move then.
I cannot. I must guard this door with my life.
So be it. Guards, run him through.
No. No. I cannot disobey you. I shall open.
No one. No one. Not one word. Nothing but broken and fallen statues and dust and sand. It is all a lie. 40 pharaohs have prayed here under the earth. It was their wishes, their imaginations that put words into their ears. Oh, gods, that it should fall to me to discover there is nothing. No gods. Only statues of stone. For the last time, I order you to speak. I, Akhenaten, supreme ruler of the two Egypts, the Delta and the Nile Valleys, command you, if you are there, answer me! Answer me!
Help! Help! I'm being buried alive! Help! 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 Help!
sound waves can cause landslides and crack stone. In the confined tomb, Akhenaten's shouting shattered statues, burying the newly crowned pharaoh in limestone, sandstone, and rubble. 1,000 yards away, his young wife, Nefertiti, has opened a bronze door to the sepulcher to be met with billows of dust and sand and an echoing roar. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
At the drugstore, they told me there's a powerful anti-itch drug I can buy without a doctor's prescription. Now I use Bicozine cream as directed. No more burning, embarrassing itching. No more scratching. Bicozine actually speeds healing. Bicozine cream. What a relief.
Now you can soften hard, calloused skin without painful cutting or scraping. Apply stainless Dermasoft cream to your feet as directed. Insist on Dermasoft cream.
Here's a tax tip from the Internal Revenue Service. If you're a working parent who paid a babysitter or childcare facility to watch your children, you may be eligible for a tax credit. Don't overlook this important benefit if you paid childcare in 1978. You can get IRS Publication 503 on childcare by using the mail order form in your tax package or by calling the IRS toll-free number listed in your telephone directory.
And you know there are certain foods, plants, and animal products you can't bring back to the U.S. You can't because they're prohibited. They're prohibited because even one of these foods, plants, or animal products might carry a disease or pest that could spread to our crops and gardens and animals with devastating results. You haven't been everywhere on the globe yet, but there's always tomorrow. And before you go again, write for the free booklet that explains the law.
Even one can hurt. Write for Traveler's Tips.
Write to Traveler's Tips, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington, D.C., 20250. It's free.
In an underground, mile-long chamber filled with 30-foot-high stone statues of pharaohs of the past, a young man destined to be supreme ruler of Egypt lies on the ground, fighting to breathe under broken stone and sand and dust. Have the Egyptian gods decreed he must die? In a far-off doorway stands his queen, Nefertiti.
Akhenaten! Akhenaten!
Do you wish to enter, Queen Nefertiti?
Something terrible is happening down there. I know it.
All one can see is dust rising.
Take a torch and come with me. Akhenaten! Akhenaten! Akhenaten!
Prime Minister, your daughter has gone into the holy place.
What? Why?
I could not stop her. She refused to wait any longer for Akhenaten's return.
Who knows about this?
She took some palace guards with her. No one else.
Except the high priest who guards the bronze door.
I want to follow her.
No, wait a moment. No one but the guards and the high priest have seen her. If you and I go there, the sin will be compounded. When Nefertiti returns, I shall have a quiet word with the high priest and the guards.
Please, I ask you as an old friend. Go yourself and find out what you can, but cautiously. What if the priest should talk? What if they are not silent?
Then their tongues will have to be made so. Permanently.
High priest, I could not find him.
You must trust in our gods. The cavern is very deep. Our pharaoh is there.
I took your torch and searched as far as I had dared. There are fallen statues everywhere.
Queen Nefertiti, I have been looking for you.
Father, I'm so glad you're here. Something terrible has happened in the sepulchre. Not an hour ago, there was a very loud noise, like an underground landslide, and so
You had best return to your chambers up above.
But how can I leave? Akhenaten is in there somewhere. I may never see him alive again. Please. You must go in after him.
That door is only open to a pharaoh.
I was in there.
Perhaps you were imagining things, my child. Your concern for the pharaoh has made you imagine you went inside. Your love for him is so strong you believe you actually went through the bronze door.
But I did. I did.
No, child, you couldn't have. The high priest would never have permitted it.
I forced him to, Father. High priest, tell the prime minister. Didn't you give me a torch and see me enter the sepulchre?
I saw nothing, my queen.
What?
Come, daughter. Come with me.
My father, the prime minister, led me back to my chambers. He refused to believe I had entered the sacred caverns. Hours went by. It became noon, afternoon, then evening. The moon rose and, unknown to me at the time, high in the Theban hills, something incredible was happening.
You there. What are you doing? Now, don't think I can't see you. The moon is very bright. You beggar. Where did you come from?
Hatton the sun. Thou who didst create the world according to thy desire.
Do you hear me? Get off your knees, beggar. Look at you, clothes torn, hands and face.
Thy rays, O God of the sun, suckle every meadow. When thou risest, all things live and grow for thee.
Beggar, I warn you, you're trespassing in the royal pomegranate grove. How did you get here?
Good shepherd, I came up from the earth.
From the earth?
From that place there, that hole. I have crawled and crawled under the ground with Aton, the sun god, showing me the way.
You expect me to believe that? I advise you, look sharp and go away. Ooh, here comes one of the queen's handmaidens. She lives in a cottage near mine. Don't frighten my sheep.
Good evening and blessings, shepherd.
The gods be with you this evening, Mariani. I have been cursed with this ruffian who crawled up out of the ground. Look at him there on his knees.
Stranger, are you... You look very much like someone I know.
Mariani.
The pharaoh. How is it possible?
I could not sleep. Outside, clouds hid the moon. In the dark, I found myself going down to the fish pool in the palace courtyard. Then suddenly, the clouds passed. The moon shone brightly. And I knew there was nothing to fear. I sat on a stone seat. I knew Akhenaten would come.
Nefertiti. Nefertiti.
Oh, my husband. What happened to you? Mariani.
The pharaoh appeared in the hills in the pomegranate grove.
In the Hill of Thieves.
I shall explain. Let me sit a moment by the fountain.
I brought the pharaoh back myself. I did not want anyone to see him like this.
The wonder of it is no one looked at me twice. All they saw, I suppose, was a ragged man smeared with dirt. They didn't recognize me.
Oh, Mariani, how can I thank you enough?
I must go home now. My sisters will be worried.
Here, this purse of gold coins. Take it. I insist. I shall never be able to repay you.
I thank you also, Mariani. You may leave us.
Good night. The gods be with you.
The gods, she said. Oh, she only knew.
Rest yourself. Stay here beside the pool, my king.
They shall all know soon.
Your poor face and hands are so... Your feet are bleeding. Let me bathe your wounds.
I'm not hurt. I'm not tired. I'm exhilarated.
Do you wish to tell me about it?
Hours and hours I was at prayer in that tomb. But nothing happened. No gods answered. No words from the past. I shouted. I screamed. I cursed. And then... And I don't know. Something must have fallen on me.
Yes. There's a cut on your head. Let me cleanse it.
And then... When I awoke, my torch had gone out. All was black. I was buried under sand and stone. And the way I had entered the sepulchre... Behind me was a mountain of broken statues. I was entombed.
Don't tell me any more if it tires you.
The air was so close I could hardly breathe. And then, I made a vow. I took a solemn oath with all my spirit. I promised by everything sacred that whichever God came to my rescue, to that one God, I would give all my faith and my love.
So all our great gods heard you and freed you?
No. No, Nefertiti. Not all. Only one God. As I lay there underground, I saw far off a light, a golden sliver of light far away at the end of a long tunnel. It beckoned me. I crawled toward it. Always that light. I dragged myself toward it. Hours went by, but I kept crawling. As I got closer, the white light turned red, and then I knew what it was. Atan. The sun sinking behind the hills. Atan had shown me the way out of the tomb, and he was now going to sleep. Atan, the sun saved my life.
Darling, we have talked enough. You have been too many hours without rest. Let us go inside.
Oh, I have much to do. Tomorrow, Atan, the sun, will be proclaimed the only god of Egypt. We have all of us been in darkness too long.
Pharaoh Akhenaten, to what do I owe the honor of this early morning visit?
I have come to ask your advice, Prime Minister, how best to inform the country that from today on, we shall worship but one god, Aton, the sun. Temples will be built in his honor, and word will be sent far and wide. I have discovered how useless are our many gods, and I must make this known. With all my heart, I believe there is only one god.
May I suggest, Your Royal Highness, go first and persuade your mother, Queen Tai. If the Queen Mother agrees with your beliefs, so will much of Egypt.
Mother, we have been worshipping stones, animals, and dreams.
I am not saying there is anything wrong with the sun god. He belongs in the family of gods.
There is only one god.
You have always had mad ideas, Akhenaten. What if you cannot make people change their religion?
I shall have to persuade them.
How can you, son, if you cannot persuade me, your own mother? Of course I believe in Aton, but I don't believe he can do everything. Who would a mother pray to if you took away Anutet? Protectors of childbirth. Who would lovers entreat if you did away with Hathor?
Childish superstitions, Mother.
It's unrealistic, Akhenaten. And no way to begin your reign.
No, Akhenaten. I wouldn't say it's unrealistic.
At least someone agrees with me.
But I'm afraid persuasion won't do it. The only way to get people to do anything or believe anything is to tell them they have to. Give them no alternatives.
I couldn't.
Make them believe what you wish them to believe.
I know that's the old Egyptian way, how we conquered countries and people, but I cannot. I must make them see the light, educate them. Yes, see the light, as I did.
If you rely on reason, people will do nothing. It's easier for them to stay with the old beliefs than try the new. Crack the whip, and people will jump. Speak in a soft voice, and they can't hear you. You spoke of the old Egyptian way. Do you think we won Nubia, Syria, all Egypt's possession with reason or with force?
I'm looking to tomorrow, Nefertiti, not yesterday.
And are not all these lands better off under Egypt's protection? The average man does not know what is good for him. He never did. If one god is what you want, Akhenaten, don't ask. Order.
It may seem strange to those of us living in this century that belief in a god or the hereafter was so important in ancient days. Don't forget, wars have been fought over religion. 8 crusades launched against the infidel. For centuries, Puritan was at the throat of heretic. Why, in the 1200s, thousands died in battle over the theological argument of how many angels could dance on the head of a pin. I shall return shortly with Act 3.
Look at us world, see how we grow. Just look at us girls, to see all we know. Girls at the moon exploring their lives, making new friends and discovering why. Check out the part of being a girl, learning to be in a very big world. Learning to care and learning to share.
Annie in the hit Broadway musical. Girl Scouts need adult volunteers. Call your local Girl Scout Council today.
Girl Scouts part of being a girl. Learning to be in a very big world. Learning to care and learning to share. And keeping the answers tomorrow will bring.
For some kids, running and jumping is only a dream. Some kids can't even walk. Shriners Hospitals for crippled children often make dreams come true. At Shriners Hospitals, the best medical attention money can buy is free. If you know a crippled kid that needs big help, call the Shriners toll-free, 800-621-1113. You don't have to be a Shriner or be connected to the Shrine in any way to help a crippled child. All you have to do is make a phone call. 800-621-1113. Shriners Hospitals don't care about their race, color, or religious belief. They just care about kids. So if you know a crippled child that may not know about the Shriners Hospitals, call the Shriners, toll free. 800-621-1113. That's 800-621-1113.
What began as a childish fear and dislike of animals has in the young Pharaoh become a full-blown protest against a heritage of grotesque gods, part human, part beast. Some 2,000 divinities whom the ancient Egyptian trusted to protect him in every aspect of his life. How to convince a man who felt if you changed your god, it might seal your fate. And so, each day in the weeks that followed, the royal couple disguised themselves and went into the streets of Thebes.
Friends, a moment of your time.
Who is that?
Some nobleman comes here every afternoon to preach.
You suppose that's his wife in that chariot? Her face is hidden, but that dress is gauze from Giza. I'll bet you...
Friends, Egyptians, gather around me and listen. It will cost you nothing and could be worth everything.
I'd say he's some kind of a fanatic.
He doesn't speak plainly.
I wonder who he is.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
Let me give you an example, friends. Every year, why do we pray to the spirit of Osiris? Tell me. Speak out, friends. Is there no Egyptian who will tell me? I'll tell you why you pray to Osiris. Because we need the Nile to flood and carry rich soil to the farms. So we pray, and every year the Nile floods, and we are rewarded with good crops and plentiful food.
Oh, I have to go back to my shop. I know what he's going to say. One God is all we need. One God is all there is.
But how do we know the Nile would not flood without our prayers? I say, let us find out. Let us all gather here tomorrow and pray to Osiris. Then let us gather here a week from today and pray again to Osiris to flood the Nile. Is there a farmer here who wouldn't like an extra crop?
I told you he'd say something foolish. Who wants to plant fruits and corn this time of year?
Let us see whether Osiris raises the Nile. Let us not wait until the spring when we know the Nile always floods. Stop and think about that.
Some people just love to stand on a box and talk and stir up things, don't they?
What brings you here, brother?
The Pharaoh.
Explain yourself.
I was in the marketplace yesterday, the first time in months, and there was this preacher. I was told he's been going about among the people and preaching one God.
Another fool.
Fool? It is our Pharaoh, Akhenaten, in disguise.
In the city? In Thebes?
Yes, yes, I'm sure of it. After all, the ordinary Egyptian, how many would know His Highness by sight?
Preaching in the marketplace.
And the queen goes with him.
Nefertiti? My daughter?
Oh, yes. I saw her sitting back in her covered chariot not far from where the Pharaoh was haranguing the crowd.
And you say, brother, no one recognizes him?
No one, but how could they? His entire life is hidden behind palace walls, and his disguise was very good. Even I was fooled.
So he preaches for Aton the sun god, does he? Madness. I never thought he would take to the streets.
It is peculiar.
He is far worse than that.
I believe Akhenaten is insane.
Oh, no, you can't mean that.
If we do not act quickly, he will undermine all that Egypt has been for 17 dynasties.
You believe so?
If the Syrians or the Nubians or the Hittites learn a madman wears our crown, they would annihilate us.
What can be done?
I said once to you, I wished Akhenaten dead because he was too weak to rule Egypt. Now I am equally certain he is too mad. I told you he must die. And your son, Horenrab, now the general of the armies, should marry my daughter, Queen Nefertiti. Now there would be a match. Together they would rule with strength. I said to you, we must wait for the right time, and that time is now. Are you with me in this?
Yes. I would rather sew a shirt than a shroud.
I am honored you came this evening, O Pharaoh.
I should be by the side of my queen, but I understand affairs of state. Now, why did you wish to see me, Prime Minister? What's the problem?
Do you remember not so many moons ago you asked my advice?
Yes. Yes, how to make my people believe in Aten, the sun god. Yes, I remember, but you had nothing to tell me.
And that's true. But your faith in my advice is joined by my faith in yours. I need your advice.
Of course, anything.
First, will you join me in a beaker of pomegranate wine?
Certainly.
I've already poured it. That is yours, and this is mine.
To what shall we drink?
To Egypt. May she live a million, million years. Let us empty our cups at one long swallow.
By all means.
Oh, it's a good wine.
Ooh, so much at one gulp. Makes me feel a little giddy.
Now as to the advice I need. Come with me, O Pharaoh, to this part of my room. This curtain hangs across my bed.
Aye. What is that on your bed?
A gold coffin, my king, that I've had made for myself.
But, my dear, you're not an old man. You'll live yet for many years. Why are you thinking of death and burial?
I have been plagued by a dream that my hour is near. I intend to sleep in that coffin every night until it is my last. I'll show you how comfortable it is, how well I can lie down in it.
I will not have this. I, as your pharaoh, I command you to put this aside. What a gruesome idea.
Are you sure your objection to this coffin is not the superstition in you? Remember, Akhenaten, how you fainted at your father's funeral? I had to lead you out of the room.
I am different now.
Ah, you may say you are, but I'm certain you would not dare lie down in my coffin to prove it to me.
If that will prove to you I am not superstitious, I certainly will. Dear, help me up upon your bed.
Yes.
Now, I am inside your coffin. Is that enough proof for you?
Lie down.
All right. There.
I am convinced. I am glad you are honest with me, my Pharaoh. May I help you out?
In a moment. Suddenly I'm overcome with fatigue. Let me lie in here a moment and close my eyes.
Are you there? You can come in now.
Is the Pharaoh inside the coffin?
Yes. The potion I placed in his wine has taken effect. Help me close the lid.
Oh, I am shaking with fright. Supposing the king awakens and cries out.
It is a powerful drug. He will not. And in time, there'll be no more air for him to breathe inside the coffin, and he shall be no more.
I am afraid, brother, it is a monstrous deed. To kill a man without cause is unlawful, but to kill a king is the greatest sin of all.
We have cause enough to save Egypt.
What now?
We wait quietly until everyone in the palace is fast asleep. Then you and I shall carry the coffin outside to my chariot.
Where do we take it?
To the top of Mount Oman. There I shall bind the coffin to the chariot, Unrein the horses, and you and I together will plunge the chariot over the cliff into the Nile.
Oh, I am feeling much better now, Nefertiti. It was good of you, child, to spend these late hours with your mother-in-law.
I have told you very often I will always regard you as my own mother.
Of course. Yes. That's what it is.
What is?
What made me so upset and feverish tonight. I had the same sensation when my dear husband was dying. That entire week before he took to his bed, I had this strange premonition of death.
You're a long way from that, dearest Queen Tai.
Perhaps. But perhaps someone dear to me is not. However, the presentiment has passed for the moment. So I want you to go back to your own bed. Akhenaten will be worried. You know, he has changed a great deal since he married you, Nefertiti.
Yes. I love him for that. He is quite serious now. And dedicated.
And so are you, child. I can remember not so many moons ago when you were but a princess and the love of your life was your kitten, Mew Mew.
I still love Mew Mew.
Well, tell my son not to be concerned about me.
I hope he's back from his meeting with the Prime Minister. It's very late.
It's not going well, is it?
What?
I know what you're doing. Your disguises don't blind me. You and Akhenaten are preaching in the streets. And people are not listening, are they?
Queen Tyre's part of the palace was across the courtyard from mine. It was very late as I came out the door. The only lights were the four torches burning on each corner of the lotus pool. A chariot pulled away from the Prime Minister's doorway very quickly. Then I saw my cat, Mew Mew. The chariot seemed to be heading straight for him.
Mad woman! You made me run my chariot straight into a wall. You could have killed us all. Who are you, woman?
Woman? I'm your queen, Nefertiti. Why, it's you, father. And the court tailor. Didn't you see my cat? You almost ran it down.
My foot. It's caught under the carpet.
Nefertiti, go home. Go home this instant.
You are talking to your queen, father, not some child. What is this coffin you are taking out of the courtyard?
Help me push this from my foot.
Only some servant I'm taking to the burial grounds.
At this time of night? I'm sorry your chariot is all broken. But let me help, Father, and we'll pull the coffin from the poor tailor's foot.
No, no, no. I can take care of this by myself.
What's this? The lid of the coffin is cracked. It's opening. Father, the person inside the coffin isn't dead. He's pushing up the lid. Akhenaten! Husband! What does this mean? Akhenaten, the sun is up. We must rise also.
Oh, what day is it? Oh, yes, yes, I remember. I wish today had never come.
We must steal ourselves.
All week long, I've not understood it. That the Prime Minister would have a hand in killing a pharaoh. I keep asking myself, was it all a mistake? Did your father and his brother really believe I'd suddenly died?
But how could it have been a mistake? The pomegranate wine poisoned, their haste in rushing out with the coffin, you in it?
Oh, Anton, spare us. That is the signal.
I pray for my father's everlasting spirit and my uncle's.
Oh, Nefertiti. That a man so highly placed, so trusted, should have been so evil.
We must be strong and remember him only for the good deeds.
It is done. Their bodies are destroyed.
As they would have destroyed yours, Akhenaten.
You're right. We must go on. Oh, I feel I've aged 100 years in 100 minutes. Instead of being afraid of animals and birds, now I fear the nature of man. Is man at heart so evil? Oh, I must not believe that. I don't want to. I swear to you, my wife, I shall dedicate this reign, my life, to finding out, to proving to myself, to all of us,
that man is fundamentally good. Aton, God of the sun, sole and only God, help us find the truth.
And so began the first year of our reign. Akhenaten and I had taken upon ourselves a heavy burden. He, to prove man was good and God was one. I, Nefertiti, daughter of a shamed father, was far from certain. Now I began to fear the shadows and what might be lurking behind them. What? And who? I wanted also to be a mother. The line of kings must continue. But this world of ours, was it the kind of world into which to bring a child?
Nefertiti, a face known to all of us, but whose life up to now has been hidden from us, voices the same fears of the unknown many do today. And yet she did not realize how determined she was, how strong her character. Egypt would bow before her like no other queen in history. I shall return shortly.
You've changed, Bernard. You're not the man I married.
What do you mean, Francine?
Remember the way you were, vulnerable. You made mistakes. But now look, you're confident. Everything you do turns out right. It's that book you sent away for.
It's just a catalog from the Consumer Information Center. It lists more than 200 federal publications you can send for on building, fixing, eating,
buying, selling, working, playing, living.
And more than half of them are free. Yes, Francine, the man you married is gone for good.
All right, Bernard. But would you make just one more mistake for old time's sake?
All right. For you, I'll just replace that window glass like I used to. Whatever you do, learn to do it better. Send for your free catalog. Just write Consumer Catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Francine, send for their publication on first aid.
What was that address?
Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
We have tried to bring to life those whose lives have long been figures of mystery and legend. Nefertiti and her pharaoh, Akhenaten. Open the tombs, unbind the linens, and unshroud the mummies. And there are lifetimes of intrigue, tragedy, and excitement. For these two were the greatest influence on ancient Egypt of any two monarchs before or since. Join us next time when we continue this fascinating true account. Our cast included Tammy Grimes, E.V. Juster, Russell Horton, Robert Dryden, and Ian Martin. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now a preview of the next exciting drama in our five-part anthology of Egypt's Golden Age, starring Tammy Grimes.
I know the Hittites.
I'm sorry you have no faith in my judgment. But if it was your intention to stop this visit of the prince, I hereby order you not to. That is your pharaoh's wish. Now, I shall leave you. I see another campfire further up the hill. There are more that I need to talk to. Wait for me here, Nefertiti.
Is it true what you say, Horanra? That we should fear for our lives?
I am sorry the great pharaoh puts more trust in prayers than swords. I know what I must do.
Stop the Hittite prince from his march on Thebes?
No question. It is the only way.
Horanrab, dear friend, you're taking your life in your hands by disobeying Akhenaten.
That is my decision. I would rather die on the field of battle than be ambushed by the Hittites at home in bed.
Mrs. E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our mystery theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.